You are now listening to Joker and the Thief, the first episode titled Some Kind of Way Out of Here. Enjoy.
Damn, Dad, when did you gain so much weight?
Come on, I need you to help me out just a little. We're almost to the top. Just a little further and we should be in a good spot for them to pick us up at.
This is awful. You are so heavy.
Maybe if I didn't keep you inside this metal box, huh? If I take you out, you would die before we reach Earth. Just have to drag you a few more yards. Stop lying to yourself, Space. Look at the ground that's sinking in behind you. There's nowhere else left to go but up. You know, Dad, this has really been an ordeal of a promise that I made to you. To get you back home, the place you always told me was my home. Place all my life, everyone told me, since I was a boy, didn't exist. I've come all this way and we're still not there yet. Whoa, hold on now, Dad. This ground is really moving hard. Come on, let's go. We gotta get higher. Where is she? If I could just reach this radio to call her. Is this radio working?
Rubik, where are you? Do you copy? Rubik, we are in position for pickup. Rubik, do you copy? Need you to come right away, babe.
Okay, I have to rest now. I can't carry you any further. Don't worry, Dad. I think she heard me. Probably isn't responding because of all the interference. She really needs to hurry, though. This ground disappearing before my feet and isn't a metaphor. Hey, how about a funny story while we wait? Let me tell you about these two adventurers I retained to help me out on a few occasions. They called themselves Joker and the Thief. Now, these guys were good, but not cheap either. The one called Joker is a mercenary and a straight-up killer. And I don't think there's anything in the galaxy he hasn't killed.
No!
His comrade, the Thief, is known as the best hacker in the universe. This guy uses technology to steal anything. I mean, anything. As a pair, these guys are an odd couple. Really like two different sides of a coin. Or really like two different coins. When Joker brought Thief around, I didn't see them being a team. They were both so different, and I asked him how they joined forces. Thief says they were both locked up in a Centurion prison awaiting execution for their separate offenses.
Now, Thief is very smug. You would never just associate with someone like Joker. Except Joker was humming this tune over and over and over again. A tune he heard from me, which I heard from you. And you know it, it's your favorite song. All along the workshop are doing it.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a Joker to the Thief.
So Thief asked him what it was. And Joker explained that he doesn't know, but he heard it from a client of his who claimed he was from a place called Earth. After that, they continue conversation. Their first adventure starts after that. This beautiful princess, she breaks them out of the Centurion prison, which is actually funny because it was a princess who retained them to free her father, the king. You get it? Usually it's the king retaining heroes to rescue a princess. So this king, he was last seen running through his fortress like something was chasing him when he was abducted by soldiers from the planet of his sole rival. The Joker and the Thief are awaiting execution when that amazing, gorgeous princess, who is the king's daughter, arrives. The governor of the prison, a stoic artificial intelligence, tries to show off, taking her to the death row cells. Once he sees Joker and the Thief, she gives her royal guards a signal, and they attack the Centurion prison guards. Using their extreme fierce weapons, they kill them all. Joker saw the princess, told me he fell in love right there.
Wow.
Never seen a female so bold in his life. Thief had already picked his lock and exited the cell after the ambush. Turns out his entire reason for being there was on purpose. The AI had information he needed, which he could only get by accessing it from the machine's core. Now, thanks to the princess, it was destroyed. The princess was actually there for the Joker and the Thief. She needed them to rescue her father from his rivals, and then would reward them handsomely for his safe return. Joker was all for the action.
Yeah.
Thief was angry that he sat around for weeks in a cell. All that time wasted. Let's just say when he has a grudge, it is reprehensible. Yet not waiting to face the entire force of Centurion guards, and with his purpose for being here in the first place, voided. He agreed to go along for the ride. So that's how the two of them met. Where are you? I'm going to die on this decaying planet. I can't think of which would be worse, to die of cause or to die of boredom. Well, let me tell you about their mission. It really was the best part of the story. Joker and the Thief find themselves cruising through space on the Royal Flagship heading towards the Confederation, where they're holding her father as their hostage. Apparently, they have locked him up inside of this huge vault, which is impregnable. Not for Thief. Breaking into unbreakable objects is his trick. They never made clear what Joker really did on this one. Everyone knows Confederation troops are pussies. So maybe Joker just came back and being fed grapes by the princess's all-female royal servant staff. Thief does say he did most of the heavy lifting for this mission. The Confederates have this moon, which they turned into a fortress. Upon reaching the moon fortress where the Confederates are holding the king, the princess makes sure that Joker has all and every weapon he can carry, while providing Thief with the most advanced tech her empire has to offer. While the Royal Flagship creates a diversion among the Confederation defenses, Joker and the Thief sneak into the fortress among the commotion and find the vault. It only takes the Thief a few minutes to open it, which upset Joker, as he was hoping to catch some action if they were discovered. Upon opening the vault, they find the King, frightened and afraid, holding a small hand laser pistol. Joker explains for him to lower the pistol. They were sent by the princess's daughter. They're here to rescue him. The king tells them he's under the protection of the Confederates and not their prisoner. It's his daughter, the princess, who wants to kill him. They are protecting him from her. She wants to mate with him. It turns out the princess was soiled by the peace between the Confederates and her people. She wants them destroyed. She learned about an ancient prophecy that in the tradition of their kind, in order to spawn a breed of warriors she will use to destroy the Confederates, she must mate with her father to have them. It was that during the mating, she was to also eat him alive. So when the king contacted the Confederates, they agreed to help him and protect him from the princess. Now Joker and the Thief, they hadn't considered this occurring, and as mythological planners, never made a plan B. There they stood, totally undecided on what to do next. Then the princess arrives. She calls out hello to her father. The king, frightened, runs back into the vault and slams the door shut, locking himself back in. The princess confronts Joker and the Thief, ordering Thief to reopen the vault. Thief tells her, "I may steal, but the whole entire planetary genocide, I am not with that." Just then, the princess instantly transforms into this large insect-looking creature. With her pincher, swipes at Joker, knocking him aside. With another pincher, she stabs Thief in his leg, pinching him to the floor. And she brings his head so close to his face that they are in direct eye contact. She opens her mouth to roar at Thief and shows that it's full of rows and rows of sharp teeth. Her roar has such an intensity that blows back Thief's hairlines. Frightened, Thief gestures that he will comply and raises his emerald data tablet up to his other free hand. Suddenly, there's a loud boom and his face is covered in green and purple slime. Thief is looking through a giant hole in the creature's head. He sees Joker standing behind him, holding a smoking laser cannon. The creature falls to the ground. Joker tells Thief he did a great job distracting her.
Well done.
Joker removes one of his katana swords and cuts off the pincher holding Thief's leg down. Just as Confederate troops arrive, they cheer at the sight of the dead creature next to Joker and the Thief. Thief reopens the vault to release the king. And that's how the two wild and crazy duo met. Looks like our ride is here. Now let's continue to get you home.
Man, was that an awesome story or was that an awesome story? Well, if you would like to see what's in store next for our heroes, please sign up on our landing page so we can send you timely notifications when episode 2 is available. And stay tuned for episode 2 titled, Let's Hear It for the Bad Guys. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to Joker and the Thief podcast, and you have a good day.